Where do sinners go when they die?
Well,
I've heard of purgatory and stuff, and like a container.
Well, there's all kinds of kind of wacky theories out there, everything from reincarnation to limbo to Abraham's bosom, purgatory. The Bible tells us that when a person dies, they sleep until the resurrection. If they're lost, it's called the resurrection of the damned. And Jesus says, "Behold, the hour is coming," in the Gospel of John, "in which all that are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. They that have done good, the resurrection of life. They that have done evil, the resurrection of damnation." And so you get two resurrections. Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 4, "The Lord will descend from heaven with a shout, and the dead in Christ rise first." Well, then you go to Revelation 20, and oh, by the way, if the dead in Christ rise first, then who would be second? That'd be the lost, right? The ones who are not in Christ.
Yeah.
Revelation 20 says that blessed are those that have part in the first resurrection. The rest of the dead come forth in the second resurrection, in Revelation chapter 20. So it's very clear that there is a resurrection of the damned that Jesus refers to. So until that resurrection, when they are judged, and that great white throne judgment, the wicked are in their graves. It says they are reserved. In the New Testament, Peter says they are reserved until the day of judgment.
Right.
Sounds to me like he would enjoy our lesson on the dead. Are the dead really dead? David, we'll send that to you for free. It's got all the scriptures on what happens when the dead die. The saved and the lost, where do they go? What do they experience? Let me tell you where a lot of confusion comes in before I go to the next call, David. You still there?
Yeah.
The Bible is very clear that you and I live in a dimension of time. And, you know, we look at clocks and watches all day long. God is not restricted to that. When someone dies, whether they're saved or lost, they don't know about the time that they're asleep as far as we're concerned. Their next conscious thought is the resurrection of the just, or if they're lost, the resurrection of judgment and punishment. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
They're not floating around in limbo. They're not burning in purgatory. But as far as they're concerned, there's no time. So when our loved ones die, to be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord, that means their next conscious thought is the resurrection. See what I'm saying? There's no time for them. But as far as we're concerned, they haven't gone yet because the resurrection hasn't happened. Anyway, send for the lesson. All you got to do is call. We'll send it to you, okay?
All right.
Okay. David, copy this number down, 1-800-835-6747.
Are the dead really dead?
And ask for that lesson, 835-6747.